Jeanette, you've been with the organization for the entire time. You were one of the founding members. In fact, I think you wrote the grant for the organization. Describe what this was. How did it get created?
In 1995, Governor Tony Knowles implemented what he called the Children's Cabinet, and their mission was to address children issues, child issues within the state of Alaska. And so they started the Children's Cabinet to focus on programs that could be started with either nonprofit or private sectors, collaborating with various agencies across the state. And that's how that came about. In early 1997, Governor Knowles and the Children's Cabinet held a statewide public forum to sort of put this program into gear. And several members of our local Human Services Advisory Board attended that forum and came back to us and said, these are some plans that we worked on while we were there, and could we put all of this together within 10 days so that we could apply for a grant with the state. The grant initially was about $79,000, and that basically just covered the equipment. We did fundraising. Our opening night was, we called it the gala event, and it was $25 a ticket, and a lot of that helped to pay for startup costs, hiring a manager. Scott Buness was our first manager, and he was there for a couple years.
Dave, now the way you operate is you have, and you have operated, is basically you have a combination of students and adults on the board, right?
Yes, it's important to realize that this is a student-run theater. And the members of the board, the adults and the kids, have dual roles. Like Jeanette might be the treasurer, but she kind of oversees the treasurer duties of the student that is operating on the board also. And so as a result, you know, I have served as the vice president, and so I kind of take the role of mentoring kids along the way as we go.
You have the technical knowledge, too, of running the equipment and the lights and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I've been able...
He has been a real lifesaver. There were many times he has saved us because we come into a technical difficulty a lot of times right before the movie is supposed to show, and he's been there to save us many, many times, so he's been a real valuable asset to our board.
Well, thanks. I am familiar with the equipment, and that's, I guess, one of the things that I bring to the table, and also can share with the kids about the operation of the theater and how important it is to maintain the equipment, not just go in there and turn it on every week. There's regular cleaning and servicing that needs to be done, and those are ongoing expenses that we have to cover with our gate, besides the rental cost of the movies, actually, or where we pay as much as 60% of the cost of admission to the suppliers of the movies.
So you've been able to cover your costs at least every year. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah, that's right. There's not a lot of extra, but we do hire a manager that takes care of us. We have an assistant manager that basically fills in and helps with the kids. The kids still are quite involved with our board in that we have a student president that runs the meeting. There's a student secretary that takes the minutes and notes and sends it out to everyone that's concerned. So we continue to be able to mentor to kids. And in addition, over the last couple of years, we were able to apply to the Petersburg Community Foundation. And we came up with a grant along with the school and putting in some money in Compass Theater, taking some of our profits from movies to be able to buy a projector for the Wright Auditorium. And that is an LCD projector. Digital projector. So we've been able to add the scanner in front of the movie, ahead of the movie, and offer advertising to people in the community and also run PSAs.
And the kids have the opportunity to make commercials and stuff and that sort of thing?
Yes, the kids develop the ads, and we're encouraging them to try to start doing some video, the video clips and that sort of thing.
Public service announcements, things like that?
Yeah. So it's a real, real well-rounded thing for the kids to be involved in, and it gives them some job opportunities, too.
Looks great on their resume. We've had feedback on how they that has helped tremendously when they've applied for jobs outside.